Well, we're kicking off the season. Midwestern State football begins Saturday night at Memorial Stadium. It's a 6 o'clock kickoff as Missouri Southern is in town to take on the Mustangs. Hope you'll be there. The first 900 in attendance get a pair of sunglasses because the future is so bright for Midwestern State football, and we're pleased to be joined by Rich Renner, the head football coach, who's beginning his third season here at Midwestern State. And I get the sense from just being around the team a little bit that there's a kind of a sense of optimism about this season.
Most definitely. I think just, you know, with the new kids we brought in, plus the freshmen, and obviously the freshmen that we retained from last year that continued to grow and get a year under their belt. I mean, I see there's a lot of we're going in the right direction, I feel, and I'm very optimistic about this season. Obviously, we've got a very tough team coming in, Missouri Southern. It's been a battle the last 2 years. It's always a great kickoff to the season and a great, litmus test of where we're at and where we need to get to.
Last year, you played at Missouri Southern. How is your team different 1 year later?
Well, I think a lot of different ways. I think our offensive staff has been together a full year, going through a season together as a staff. I think that definitely helps.
And I know Kirk Bryan is really excited about this upcoming season.
He is. I think they've done a great job. As we as a total group has done a great job of character, developing character and obviously recruiting character. And I think that shows out there on the field. I think we've got a lot of selfless guys that are really pulling for each other and pushing each other. And we've got a lot of talented guys out there that can go in at any moment, especially some young freshmen that we recruited that we signed that have really caught our eye already early on. And so now with the new rules, there is no red shirt, as you know. And so you get a chance to play them right away, and you're not worried about, hey, what four games you want to play them in and still redshirt them or save a year of eligibility. It's an open deal. So now, we're evaluating those young kids, and when you're playing at home, you get a chance to play those guys because you got unlimited numbers of guys you can dress as long as you have a jersey for them. So,
what's your philosophy on playing freshmen? I mean, some coaches are a little leery to play freshmen. Others say, hey, if you're a freshman and you won the job, it's yours.
Amen. I think that's the philosophy that I take is that, we're going to play the best guys, and it doesn't matter, what year you are. I mean, we're going to play the best guys and give them an opportunity to win and be successful and win for the Mustang fan base as well as the university. So, a lot of these freshmen are really, really talented and done a great job coming in and learning the schemes and the system and buying into the program and really, working their tail off to be in position to see the field.
I want to talk about some of the glamour positions, but first, games are won in the trenches. And I know when Midwestern State's been good, they've had good offensive lines. What does the offensive line look like this year?
Well, I think it's definitely improved. I think we, looks definitely improved. I can't tell you how much we've improved until we get out there and we'll take a snap. But as far as physicality, but obviously the size, the look, we're much bigger than what we've had been in a long time, kind of looking like we used to be back in the day. But obviously Coach Preston's done a great job recruiting him and Coach Wright and getting depth. And I think that was something that we lacked last year. We were banged up a lot on the offensive line. And so it was hard to get five guys to play together because, a guy was out here, a guy was out there. And so to have that camaraderie and consistency and continuity, we just didn't have. And so I think this year they've done a great job of, we've got, like I said, 23 offensive linemen on the roster and they've all been, very active in practices and playing and participating and doing well and pushing each other. And so, I think that, we're not going to have the fall off like we did last year when the starters got hurt. And I think that's, hopefully going to show when we are able to run the football and protect for the quarterback and give our, our offense time to, to do things.
Have you settled on a starting five up front?
We have. A lot of guys are the new guys that we brought in. And, starting at, I wouldn't say that, obviously from now until Saturday, things could change. But right now, the guy that's leading the group on the left side is Ramon Hernandez. And on the left guard is Gay Rosen. And in the center is Paul Ledette.
That's a familiar name.
A familiar name, a fifth-year senior that, is going to be a rarity from here on out.
And a player to watch in the LSC preseason.
Most definitely. And what a great kid he is. Just humble, worked hard, and just, we talk about it every day, how this is – you know, his last go through, you know, or last run through the college rankings and football and just everything is the last, you know, the last fall camp that we just concluded, the last first day of school, the last first game coming up. I mean, you know what I mean? Just those memorable times that you always cherish or remember, your last one, you know what I mean? You kind of remember your first, second, and third, but it's always your last one that you always remember the most and how things go because it means a little bit more to you than those other ones.
I have to kind of chuckle when you say fall camp because it's 110 degrees out there in fall camp. But you guys seem to be handling it just fine.
I tell you, we got a great staff, you know, as far as training staff and weight training staff with Gary Deem and his staff that was obviously voted training staff of the year last year. And then obviously Coach Adams and his staff do a great job of preparing our kids all summer and lifting and running and preparing for this. And again, I don't know if you can ever be, you know, too prepared for 109 or 110 degrees, but obviously that, you know, plays into our favor, I feel. And you know, we, you know, not only got to beat the heat, but you got to beat the Lions on the 29th. And so we're hoping that it's going to be warm, which, you know, obviously the early forecast is calling for, you know, over 100 degrees. And so we're excited about that. And again, you know,
we're excited about that. You're excited about that.
Yes. Well, I just think that, you know, when you're, you know, your body just, you know, like anything else, we adapt and adjust to it. And I feel like, you know, since we've been practicing in the afternoon, you know, our kids are, you know, starting to get used to it. It felt like it's crazy to say, but the 109 yesterday felt cooler than the 109 on last week on Thursday that we were out there. And so it was crazy to sense that and feel that. But, you know, like I said, it's just, you know, your body just has a way of adjusting, and it's just pretty, pretty awesome. And so again, as long as we're smart with staying hydrated and taking care of these kids, and you know, and the big thing is the food, you know, they've got to consume. And that's one thing in Division II, what people don't understand is different than Division I. Division I's got a lot more money for food, to feed those kids, keep the weight on them and keep the energy up. And at D2, we don't have the funding that Division I does. And so that's sometimes, you know, something that you have to really work on and be creative with, and to be able to find ways to keep 140 guys fed, so they don't miss meals and they don't lose weight. And so Gary and his staff does a great job with our weigh-ins and weigh-outs so that we're monitoring that. And then we pull kids if you know, they're not drinking enough water, not eating enough food, and if their weight drops a certain percentage, and just for safety reasons. And then again, you don't want them to pull, you know, soft tissue either. And so we've, you know, again, how we structure practice to you know, still get the physicality, still get the work in, still be able to get the, you know, all the little things that, you know, you still have to prepare for the Lions coming in on Saturday. You know, we still got to get done regardless if it's 109 or if it's 99.
You've got a large group of receivers this year. What do you like about what you see in that room?
Well, I think it's very talented. I think the room is totally different. The character of the room is very different in a sense, in a good way. I think the character of those kids, you know, they all pull for each other. They're very selfless. You know, they all want to play, but they all, you know, are contributing all through the camp, you know, and we're healthy. You know what I mean? And that's the big thing, is we can stay healthy. And last year at this time, you know, going into that first game, we weren't as healthy as I would like to have been. We still had a lot of unknowns. I think we've got a better understanding of what we have in that room as far as the receivers and the depth we have. It's not just like we have one guy like we had last year with DeMonte that, you know, everybody knew that, you know, hey, they got to take away and then all of a sudden make the other kids beat you, where we've got quite a few kids, you know, including freshmen, true freshmen that have really stepped up and are making plays out there on the defense. And so that's always positive to see, and just how fast they're going, and just, you know what I mean, just how they're moving and running routes. And Coach Young does a great job with those guys, mentoring them and getting them all to buy in and be contributors, you know, when they get an opportunity. And that's what they've been doing.
Well, here's the question everybody wants to know. Do you have anybody to get them the football?
We do. I mean, obviously, Sean Jastrup's back. Cade Brown is back, you know, which are not back, but Cade Brown was with us in the spring. He's coming off a Lynn Frank injury, and so he's looking good and doing well out there and is 100%. And obviously, Sean is, you know, this is his third year, and, you know, and he's looking better than ever. He threw a really nice touchdown pass yesterday. yesterday against the defense, dropped it in on in man-to-man coverage. And so, you know, I'm excited about that. And then you've got, you know, Canyon Evans, and you've got a young freshman with Urbe that is pushing those guys as well. And so I think that, you know, we've got some, you know, good depth there at quarterback and some guys that have gotten a lot of reps this fall camp, which is different than what we had last year where we didn't get a lot of reps. And so that's what I'm saying, just the growth of our coaches, the growth of the players, just the interaction and just how everybody is really getting along and supporting each other, I think is huge. So that, I guess what I'm talking about is the chemistry of the team and the camaraderie and all that fun stuff is a different than it was last year and the year before. So that's why, you know, I'm very optimistic, as you were talking about early on, with this season coming up. Now, again, we still got to go win football games. We still got to, you know, tackle. We got to block. We've got to get off blocks. We've got to, you know, make plays and catches and throws and all that stuff you're talking about. But, you know, even running back. I mean, we've got some really good young running backs that are really working hard, and they've got a lot of talent as well. And so it's going to be interesting to see.
How much do you think you'll run the football?
Well, that's a great question. If I was the caller, play caller, I'd run it all the time with that big offensive line. But again, you know, being a ex receiver, receiver, ROC is an ex receiver guy and a quarterback coach. You know, obviously he wants to throw the ball in.
He told me his philosophy is to attack.
Yes, sir.
But that doesn't necessarily just mean throw the ball.
That's right. And I think, you know, attacking, you can attack in many different ways. You know, attacking in on the perimeter, short passes is like an outside run. So, you know, we see it in the stats as pass, but it's, to me, it's still a run because it's attacking quickly. It's getting on your DBs and attacking those corners and making them make a decision on whether they want to get off a block and tackle or if they want to fit right or not. And it just, it definitely helps in the horizontal stretch game, but also too being able to run the ball, you know, is crucial. And I think that's something that we have lacked the last 2 years, is running the football. And I think, I'm hoping this year that you know, that's going to change, just because of the talented running backs we have and the O-line that we have, that I can see a difference. Now, does that mean that our D-line isn't as talented as they were in years past, or does that mean that our O-line is better than they were in the past? Don't know that. So obviously going against the Lions, they've got a really good defensive line front. They've got a really good secondary that is returning. And now linebacker-wise, they lost their stud linebacker that went to the portal and transferred out. But they've got some young linebackers that are going to give, you know, give us fits. And so it'll be a good challenge, you know, Saturday.
Assuming you've got good health, do you think you'll play one quarterback Saturday, or do you expect to play two or maybe even three quarterbacks?
I expect us to play as many as we need to win the ball game, to be honest with you, Pete. I don't think last year, I think we were pigeonholed into one guy. And I think, as we've learned as coaches and move forward and we've grown in that realm, I think that we've got, you know, three or four guys there that could lead it. And I think that, you know, Coach Brian has been repping those guys in that sense, that, you know, always changing them up, working them with the different receiver sets and O-line. So it's not like that the starters are only going with the starters and the twos are only going with the twos and the threes are only going with the threes. But he's definitely mixed those guys up. So, you know, and they all bring a different flavor or a different talent to the game. You know, I mean, far as whether it's an athletic quarterback versus just a pocket quarterback, you know what I mean? And so obviously he can control that with his
play calling. And just their demeanor with the team, right?
Their demeanor with the team, yes. How the kids respond to him, you know. So that's what's, I think, is going to be unique in a sense that, and that's where I feel comfortable with, you know, with our depth in a lot of different positions that we haven't had in a long time.
Well, you've touched a little bit on the defensive line, but what, just in general, as a former defensive coordinator, what do you make of your defense? And you made a change at defensive coordinator
most
as well.
Definitely. Hired Drew Coleman in the springtime in January. We made a change at defensive coordinator. Which,
I got a chance to visit with him in your fall practice, and he'll get you excited.
Most definitely. He's an excited guy. He's very personal with the players. The kids really buy into him, believe in him. Does a lot of great things. He's brought some stuff from the NFL that he's learned over the years from being in the NFL and playing ball, and in obviously carrying it over with different things and different looks. And so definitely more multiple than what we have been in the past. But also, too, you know, the big thing is the confidence. You know, the kids have got to believe in the coaches. They got to believe in what's going on and what being taught, and they have to understand and be taught what's being taught. And I think those are things that are big changes from last year. You know, Coach Leonard's done a great job with the D-line, mentoring those guys, and I feel like we've got some depth there now. That is really, really good. We picked up a few defensive tackles that we definitely needed, but also some of those young freshmen are starting to grow up and make an impact as well. And then a defensive end, you know what I mean? We've got some kids that have, you know, like, you know, Hornell Klubu, you know, which is fifth year senior as well. Guy that has really developed and grown since he's been here. And so we expect big things out of him. Yorocher, hopefully we can keep him healthy. He's been healthy all fall. Wasn't healthy last year. Got a little bit of playing time and then got hurt, was out for 6 weeks, and then the season's over. And so, you know, we're expecting him to have a big year as well. And he's, you know, really done some good things this year, you know, in fall camp. And then, you know, obviously those backups behind him are continuously getting better and Belina Ayers. And so, again, like I said, you know, injuries hasn't been, knock on wood, hopefully isn't going to be a big bug for us this year, because it was the last 2 years. And that's, you know, that's always a big you know, a big concern is when you're going to lose some guys, you know, in games, because, you know, obviously in the battle, guys are going to get hurt. It's just now, you know, do we have guys that can step in and keep the standard and the level of play that we need it to be to win?
That affected your secondary last year. How does the secondary look?
You know, the secondary, I'll say, is getting better. I wouldn't say that it's where I would want it to be, but they are getting better. Obviously, with the tutoring of Coach Coleman, Drew Coleman, that's back there, and him and Coach Whitaker do a great job with those guys, and they are getting better. You know, from, you know, Dishman, that's a returning starter, you know, all conference player, not all conference, but honorable mention conference player, to Joe Hollis and C.J. Anderson, and you know, Mr. Trying to think, Bryson Lewis, to Jake Patusik, to trying to think of all the safeties back there that we have, to Donnie Smith. I mean, we've got, you know, to Eggerson, you know, we've got a lot of guys that returned from last year's team that were young or first year guys. And so now that makes a big difference back there. Now keeping them healthy is going to be the big key as they continue to grow and get better and make those plays out there on the field is going to be it's a big question mark.
Obviously your objective Saturday is to win.
Most definitely.
But as you dig down, what are some things you're looking for from your team on Saturday?
Well, I think the biggest thing, Pete, is how are we going to handle adversity? You know, it's going to be hot, number one, for both teams. How are we going to handle
it? By the way, it was pretty hot there last year, so I think maybe they're more used to the heat than we want to admit.
That's right. And, you know, but again, how are we going to respond to adversity? If we're down, you know, right away, how's the team, you know, mindset going to be? How's the morale going to be? How's the confidence going to be? Are we going to be able to respond to the punches that they give to us? Are we going to be able to respond back? Are we going to be able to be tough enough and physical enough to match their physicality? Which I felt like offensively we did last year, but defensively we didn't. So I'm hoping, you know, and praying, you know, obviously seeing that how our defense is going to respond to their offense.
How important is that first quarter on Saturday?
You know, I think it's very, very important. I think, you know, obviously you're feeling people out, you know, in that first quarter and you're still getting comfortable. I mean, the nerves and everything is kicking up of the season and getting back into it and playing with guys that maybe, you know, you hadn't played with in a long time or ever. And then obviously now that first quarter goes into effect and you know, like last year, we opened it up with a touchdown on the very first play to Monte Green, and we felt pretty good about ourselves. And I think that we talked about that happening. We talked about calling that play before it happened, and we talked about scoring. And so when it happened, it happened. I don't think it was a shock, but then I think we kind of got relaxed. I think that we felt like, okay, we're going to win this. And I think, you know, I wouldn't say we underestimated Missouri Southern, but I think we kind of felt like that, oh, well, they were just going to lay down, and they didn't. You know, the Lions battled back, and they came back and matched the score and tied the game up. And I think that's where, you know, you want to see from our team is our team going to be able to get punched in the mouth and the face and then turn around and deliver a blow back? Or are they going to – are we going to, you know, put the tail between our legs and kind of – hide, you know, hide on the side or kind of back down. And so I think that's what I'm always looking for with our team is what is the grit, the toughness, and, you know, how are we going to respond?
Have you talked about a first play this year?
You know, we have talked about a first play this year. I can't tell you.
No, obviously I'm not asking you to reveal anything. I'm just curious.
But we've talked about a lot of things.
Because they're going to be ready this year. Because it took us all by surprise last year.
That's exactly right. And so we'll have some tricks up our sleeve, as we always will, for opponents. But again, I think it's not necessarily being tricky. It's about, you know, executing. It's about, you know, getting off the field on defense, not giving up the big play, stopping the run, which is what they're going to try to do. I think last year, you know, they did what they should have probably done the first year that they probably regretted, which was, you know, they should have, you know, tried to maul us with our size. And that's what they did last year, you know, with running the football. And I think they're going to have a little bit more trouble this year because we're a little bit bigger than we were last year in the years past. And so in a sense of up front and at linebacker position. And so I'm curious to see how we're going to hold up in the run game, but also too in the passing game.
How aggressive will you be defensively?
You know, I think it depends on the game. I think it depends on how the game goes on. I think, you know, Coach Coleman is not a huge aggressive guy in a sense of calling, you know, blitzes and everything. I mean, he's not, you know, going to call blitz every down, but he is a guy that is going to change it up, and he's going to, you know, obviously pick his poison when he wants to blitz and in situations based on down and distance and in places in the, you know, during the game. But no, he's you know, the big thing is, you know, as a former defensive coach or still a defensive coach, is that you've got to understand what your kids can and cannot do. And you've got to be able to tailor your calls to those so that they're playing fast and not playing timid or not playing, you know, like, oh man, do I do this or do that? Or if this happens, you know, so you want them to continue to play comfortable and continue to play fast.
We mentioned that the first 900 are going to get sunglasses. It's going to be so bright out there with these brand new white uniforms we're going to see on Saturday, and new headgear as well. The old metallic gold helmets are gone. We got white helmets. I think the uniforms look really sharp.
We're excited about it. We're just, you know, thankful to Kyle Williams and the president for those uniforms and being able to do that. And obviously everybody that was entailed in not necessarily designing them, but obviously the colors, you know, making sure that we match the right colors for the university and getting that was the hardest part. And so we're, you know, again, you know, a different change, a different look. Obviously we were well overdue for those new uniforms, and I'm just thankful that we have them. The kids are excited, for them as well. And we're excited. But again, as you all know, what makes the uniform is the player.
It's what's inside of it.
What's inside.
But kids today, they're very uniform conscious, and they want to wear multiple looks.
Most definitely they do. And my son included, you know, group, so. So with that being said, you know, I think hopefully again, that will be a spark, you know, for the beginning of the game. But at the end of the game, it comes down to that scoreboard.
It's a big weekend for your son too, right?
Most definitely. Yep. First time on varsity as a sophomore. And so we're excited for him and in the Memorial Mavs.
Well, we're awfully excited to be at Memorial Stadium Saturday night as Midwestern State hosts Missouri Southern in the season opener as Midwestern State pursues a Lone Star Conference title.
Let's go, Mustangs.